by next week, I'll be wearing glasses. This is starting to get fun. From Major Chair Sanders.
Hello, my name is Phyllis. You've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, I wanted to get some information.
Okay, I'll be glad to help you.
Okay, sorry. I'm in the process of getting over the COVID virus. I have a compromised immune system. And I guess my question is, I think I know the answer. I've just found out my daughter-in-law has it and her daughter has it. And in the house that they've been in, they will want me to come and stay with our granddad that's 95. But I'm thinking because of my compromised immune system and I'm still trying to get over it myself that I don't need to be in that environment. So I guess that's what my question is. What would your thoughts be on that?
Well, I am not a doctor. I have no medical background. So I can't recommend anything. What I would suggest is that you contact your doctor. You know, whoever. Go ahead.
I don't have a primary doctor. I work in the medical field myself. That's why I said I'm pretty sure I know the answer. But and they are the ones that put me off because we test twice a week at my work for myself.
Okay. All right. Do you mind if I ask where you work?
I work at Fairhaven Nursing Home.
Okay. I was wondering if it was somebody that you said you have a compromised immune system, that maybe if you had a primary care physician that took care of you in that aspect would be the one to call. Let me check out what I see on the, you know, you can go to the website at the Alabama Department of Public Health. There's a plethora of information on that. Let me see what I can find.
I think that's where I got your phone number from. And I was trying to get in touch with the CDC this morning just to be sure. I don't want this stuff again. And like I said, I'm trying to get over it myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand I'm probably not, contagious to anyone else, although I think that's a questionable since we don't know a lot about the virus.
Yeah.
But just the fact that, you know, they have been in taking care of Grandpa and everything. I understand there's a 2-week incubation period, but the germs and everything, if they're born, I just don't want to, you know, be in a place I shouldn't be at for fear that I was contacted again.
I do understand. The CDC, you can get them at their their website. Is cdc.gov.
Okay.
And okay. Then maybe you'll find something there.
Okay. It's just cdc.gov.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I'll try that because, like I said, I stayed on the phone almost an hour trying to talk with somebody over there and just kind of gave up.
Okay. Yeah. Check their website. You might be able to find some more information there. You should be.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it, hon.
Oh, you're very welcome. Yes, ma'am. Well, I hope I've been able to help you. And again, if you need more information, the websites that you can follow, you can go to is the, of course, adph.org or the cdc.gov.
Okay. All right. Thank you so very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you, ma'am. And I pray the same for you. I thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Have a great day.
Yes, ma'am. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
He sounds like a robot on Star Wars.
Oh my God, can you feel?
Right there.